That's kind of scary when you get kids coming along and you gotta keep the job.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Hey, well, like mostly all the jobs I've had so far have either been part-time, temporary, some sort of situation like that. I could never get hold of a full-time job. I've taken the civil service test 3 times to, get on the register, to try to get a job through that way.
Yeah.
And every time I take it, the test ain't hard. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the questions on it are so unrealistic. If you've seen the test, you know what I'm talking about. Abstract reasoning and all of this, and I mean, that's not so bad, but I mean, wow, what's that got to do with the job,
Mm-hmm.
And each time I've taken it, I've made 2 points more than what I made the previous time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all been below 70, but not, it's been, the last time I made 67, the time before that I made 65.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't get discouraged, all the way, I say, well, damn, and then I just take it again.
Yeah.
But all in all, a test shouldn't measure someone's, ability. If they got it in their head that they can do the job,
mm-hmm.
why give them a test with something non-job related,
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could give these tests to people who've been doing the job for 20 years and find out they're not qualified to do it.
That's right, man, And they don't teach you that kind of crap in school, And
mm-hmm.
I mean, all that would help out maybe if they would teach it in school, but then they'd have an overflow of people passing the test,
And they won't just
be able to place everyone. But I mean, tests, shouldn't be that way. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
Sure. But I'll take it again.
Mm-hmm.
If I pass, fine. If I don't, well, I'll take it again. Till I get tired of taking it,
Yeah.
I try to say it's some sort of, what would you say? It's some sort of hookup, where they say, well, we're not gonna let him pass. So and so doesn't pass, Like I heard how they do the CPA, Everyone take the CPA, may take it and pass it, but originally they won't let, say, 50 pass,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the same with the,
They just move the top of it.
Yeah, and say, with the, the other exam, like nursing exams or some other state examination you have to take. Everyone may pass, but they say, well, we just take 25,
mm-hmm.
And then, well, hell, you're out of luck, man. You have to take it again,
Yeah.
Someone say the reason they do that is because it will overflow the market for people in that profession for that particular time,
Yeah.
It's all politics and jive and everything else, man. What's the next question, Stuart? I'm tired of talking about that now.
Okay. Is your wife, is she from Jackson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about her.
Well, she graduated from, local high school here.
Mm-hmm.
Went to A&M, that's where I met her and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was majoring in speech pathology.
Mm-hmm.
And then the speech pathology department at A&M wasn't as good,
Yeah.
There's other schools, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got sort of discouraged with it and everything, because every summer or every time she wanted to take a class or she needed a class, they weren't offering it that particular quarter. So, and that's discouraging enough,
Yeah.
So she left, and everything, came here, got a job at the hospital in the pharmacy department.
Yeah.
St. Luke's, pharmacy assistant. Which is a good job,
Mm-hmm.
She says she likes it, So she's gonna do that for a while until she could go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, maybe, get into some other kind of field, she was thinking about dental hygiene,
Mm-hmm.
at the junior college program, that dental hygiene or child care program over there,